What's in front of us for the next little while, though, is a time spent with the Spokane Youth Symphony Orchestras. They have a production coming up, or a concert, I should say, coming up this weekend at the Fox Theater in downtown Spokane. It's called The Power of Persistence. We'll learn about that title in just a moment. And also, we'll learn that this is a very special concert indeed, because it features winners of the recent concerto competition sponsored by the orchestras. And we will find out about that in a bit. And I have in the studio with me the conductor of the Youth Symphony Orchestra. That would be Dr. Philip Baldwin. And good morning and welcome back, Phil.
Good morning.
And with us is a new presence in our studio today who has been with the – her name, if you've been around Spokane for a while, will be familiar, but from other contexts. But now she is working with the youth orchestras, and that's Pia Hallenberg. Pia, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
And with us also, and you guys are not on microphone yet, so you can wave, and everybody in the audience will, of course, see you. But our performers from the competition, we have Henry Klesch, our bass player, Troy Slack, cellist, and Kyla White, violin. And we'll be meeting them in just a bit. But first things first, Pia, for those who are unfamiliar with the youth orchestras and their programs, could you kind of give us the 30,000-foot view?
I can do my very best as a somewhat new person in this organization. I can tell you that the Spokane Youth Symphony has been around for more than 75 years. A common confusion is that people believe that we're part of the Spokane Symphony. We're actually not. We're our own organization. But we enjoy a very close working relationship with the Spokane Symphony. The Symphony's very generous to us with instructors and help and all exposure and that kind of thing. We have more than 200 young musicians in four orchestras, and they advance through the orchestras if they stay with us, and they end up playing at the highest level, like our soloists will be on Sunday at the Fox. We're a nonprofit organization. We do all our own fundraising. We're really grateful to our season ticket holders who invest in us early on in the season and show up the four Sundays that we perform. And we just try to be present in the community as a place where young people can learn to play an instrument and learn to appreciate classical music.
Right. And again, for those who don't know, there are how to put it, there are five separate entities that are part of the youth orchestras, and the youngest of those are in what it's been around only for a couple of years, I think, the Spokane Youth Suzuki Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They are, and anybody who has been close to kids and instruments knows about the Suzuki method, and perhaps you were brought up in that yourself. And then our youngest performers on the stage, the Youth Strings, and those are directed by Dr. John Marshall. Then the Youth Sinfonietta, led by Geraldine Steele, is a step above that. And then the Youth Philharmonic, directed by Dr. Roberta Battelli, which is a key organization, because this is the first time that this is the first ensemble that admits other than strings into it. And so that's a whole big step. And then, of course, we come to the Spokane Youth Symphony Orchestra, which is exactly the same instrumentation as the parent organization, but the big guys, the Spokane Symphony Orchestra and others.
Yeah.
And one very special thing that we are celebrating in this particular performance is the concerto competition. So, Phil, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Every year we run a concerto competition, and this past year it was in December, and we had 24 people play. Some really fabulous performances by all the students. And so we had Angela Mitchell from the Spokane Symphony and David DeMand, who used to conduct Coeur d'Alene Symphony and is a well-known pianist around the area. Both of them were the judges for that competition. and they selected the three young people that you're going to hear today. They are all incredible performers. This will be a really, truly remarkable concert.
And these are significant pieces of concerto literature.
Absolutely.
That these guys are tackling.
Yeah.
So they are, the three pieces that are on part of the program are, first of all, the concerto for bass and orchestra by Giovanni Battistini, who was the one of the early leading lights and cheerleaders for his instrument, the string bass. And then Dmitri Shostakovich's cello concerto, number one, a truly challenging piece. And the program concludes with the concerto number five for violin and orchestra by Henri Vieuton. Well, let's meet one of our players here. Let's start from the bottom, shall we? So I'd like to ask Henry Klesch to step on up to the microphone here and have a bit of a chat. So Henry, tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of where you are in school and that first.
I'm a senior in high school at Lewis and Clark High School.
Very good. And now, how did you and the double bass get together? When did that happen?
In sixth grade, I started on the violin, and my friend chose to play the double bass, and nobody else did. So I kind of felt some pity, and then I chose the double bass.
Okay, that's great. So the double bass was your first instrument then? You didn't start with...
No, yeah, it's my first.
Okay, all right, good. And so how long have you been playing with the youth orchestras?
This is the second year playing.
Okay, all right. And you're part of the orchestra at LC?
Yes.
Okay, good. Are there any other places where you get to exercise your string-based chops other than those?
I mean, I did jazz band last year.
Uh-huh. How was that as an experience?
It was really early, a lot. I didn't like it so much, but it was good to work on my intonation and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, every opportunity presents something that you can carry with you. Tell us a little bit about the Battistini piece. Where did you encounter it, and how did you? I guess I should back up just a couple of steps here. Do you have a bass teacher?
I do. My bass teacher is Stephen Swanson. He's
very good.
Spokane Symphony.
Yes. And did you and he together come up with the selection of the Battistini?
Yeah. It was both of us. And I learned about the piece when I first started playing bass because I started nerding out, looking at recordings of whatever. And at the time, I was like, I don't know how anyone could play that. And then, yeah.
It does seem kind of unlikely at first that such a big instrument can, you know, it's like when you see a very large person doing a 100-yard dash in record time. Say, how does that work? Well, obviously you have made it work. Do you have any favorite bass players?
Yeah, probably one of my favorite, as far as orchestral bass goes, is Joseph Conyers. He's the principal bass of the Philadelphia Orchestra. He's pretty inspiring as far as his, like, orchestral tone, but also his like work he does for the community in Philadelphia and stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. And any particular pieces aside from the one you're playing on the concert, any go-to pieces for you to say, play something for me, this would be your first choice?
Probably the second movement of this concerto.
Oh, okay.
As far as what I can play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. And what are your musical plans from this point on?
I really want to go to music school, either conservatory or a school associated with the university.
Mm-hmm.
But just waiting on decisions for that. So
it's that nail-biting time of year, isn't it, for that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on being selected as one of the competition winners, and you have a little bit from the Battistini to play for us, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us where it comes from in the concerto.
It's the exposition, so the very start.
So this is where you get to tell everybody what your tune is that you're going to play here.
I'm going to be playing Bottesini Double Bass Concerto Number 2 in B minor.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, and I'll send you out to the studio now, and watch for me. I will point at you, and that means you're on. Okay. We were talking with Henry Klesch, who is the winner of the competition for one of the competition winners from the 2026 Spokane Youth Symphonies program. Phil, how many years has the competition been running?
Well, I think I'm in my maybe 14th year of conducting the orchestra. So, but I think the competition has been around for a really long time. It's one of the few places that young, talented, promising musicians get a chance to play with an orchestra, and it's a completely new experience for everybody. And so we really see it as a way to showcase the talent, but also to give people the opportunity and the experience to learn what it's like to solo with an orchestra.
All right. And we have out in our studio Henry Klesch, who is about ready to play for us. And so this is going to be music of Giovanni Bottesini coming to you from the SPR Classical Studio. And we heard in our studios Henry Klesch playing that music of Giovanni Bottesini. And we are talking with our competition winners of the 2026 concerto competition of the Spokane Youth Symphonies, as well as a conductor of the Youth Symphony Orchestra, Dr. Philip Baldwin. Phil, what is it? This is an important thing for our young soloists, but I think it's a significant occasion for members of the orchestra who are collaborating on a grand scale here.
That is absolutely right. Orchestral accompaniment of a soloist is a very different kind of playing. You're not meant to be the main thing. The soloist is the main thing. So you do get your orchestral exposition and you get to play the main tune in a lot of cases. But fundamentally, you are just supporting the soloist. And so we learn a whole lot of skills. One is just learning to listen to line up with the soloist. The other is we have a really big orchestra this year. And so that means playing very softly so that the soloist can be heard, so we don't cover them up. But it just is a different kind of listening, and I think it's a very important skill. And orchestras honestly make a lot of their income from having soloists perform with them. So that's always a draw when you bring a soloist in with an orchestra. So it's an important skill to have under your belt if you decide to go on and become a professional musician.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's go to the second of our soloists on this weekend, and that would be our cellist, Troy Slack. So, Troy, if you can step up to the microphone here. Troy is going to be playing again the Shostakovich First Concerto for Cello and Orchestra, the opening Allegretto movement. Troy, inform us about yourself a little bit here. Tell us, where are you in school at this point?
I'm a senior at Ridgeline High School.
All right, very good. And what's your cello origin story? Did you start with Suzuki way, way, way back in the day, or is it more recent?
Well, I actually started with Suzuki on a different instrument, on piano. When I was seven, I started playing piano, and I played piano pretty well for around 5 years. And then I got pretty tired of it, so I decided to make the switch to cello. I actually would have made the switch to violin first, but I was afraid it would hurt my neck, so I decided to do cello, something that seemed a little bit easier on me. So
I love it. It's a certain, some people go directly to their instrument when they're 2 years old, and that's end of story. They just march along that trail. But I'd like it when there are other instruments that are part of the mix here for you. Do you, as you look back, are you glad that you took piano for all those years?
Yeah, I'm extremely glad I took it. I really feel like it provided great fundamentals for my cello, and I feel like it accelerated my learning. Mm-hmm. It's really great to have that background on piano.
All right, good. And how long have you been a member of the youth orchestras?
I've been a member of the Spokane Youth Symphony Orchestra for 4 years, since I was a freshman in high school.
Very good. And you play at your school, too?
Yes, I do.
All right. And are there any other ensembles or other places that you play outside of school in the youth orchestra?
I have a little quartet that I play for fun. I play at Music Fest every year whenever they have their competitions. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that since I was, I think, 10 on piano.
Oh, okay. And so you're playing cello now with this?
Yeah.
And it is a string quartet instrumentation.
Yes, I do play in string quartets sometimes.
Okay.
So.
All right, very good. Do you have there are so many wonderful cello tunes. Is there a favorite that you have?
My favorite right now is probably the one I'm playing, just because I'm playing it. But if I were to pick a different one, it would probably be the Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto, the first one. I really enjoy that one.
Very good. And how about cellists who you look up to either? Well, who is your teacher?
Oh, my teacher is Dr. Johannes Kleinman.
Very good.
He plays with the symphony orchestra.
Right. And are there other cellists out in the wild that you are that you really like?
Well, I'm sure this is a popular one, but Yo-Yo Ma, I actually got to see him in person a few years back when he came to Spokane, and that was a great opportunity. I got to see him because I was in the Youth Symphony, so mm-hmm. that was a really wonderful opportunity, and he inspired a lot of my playing and effort that went into my instrument.
Okay, yeah. And what are your musical hopes and plans? As you're at that key point where you're a senior, and so the world awaits.
Well, I'm not actually sure what I'm doing. I'm planning to go into business or economics in college, and I'm probably going to play in the symphony to whichever college I go to, but I'm still considering if I want to do a major in music as well while I'm out of college. I'm just waiting on decisions back from most of my colleges.
You and everybody else in the world right about now, huh? Tell us a little bit about the excerpt you're going to play for us from the Shostakovich.
I'm playing mostly the ending of it. I feel like it encompasses two of the main themes from the piece, and I think it provides a really nice excerpt of what you'll be hearing on Sunday if you go to the concert.
All right. Troy Slack, our cellist and winner of the 2026 concerto competition. And I'm wondering if you can send Henry out with you so you can, because we have to set up the bench for you. Want to give him a hand out there. Thank you. Very good. And we will be hearing from this music of Dmitri Shostakovich. And Phil, this is a challenging piece for everybody, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's an unusual accompaniment in so many ways. It's almost more rhythmic than it is melodic. So that has been a major challenge for us. It goes back and forth between meters pretty continually throughout the piece. So counting is a problem. The way the notation is written, I think there are a lot of enharmonic spellings of chords and of lines. And so it's just a very hard piece to read. The students have done a great job of preparing it, but it's been a struggle. It's been hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand that. Well, let's listen to what this is all about. This is our cellist Troy Slack in our SPR Classical Studio playing this music of Dmitri Shostakovich. Cellist Troy Slack playing that music of Dmitri Shostakovich. That'll be part of the Spokane Youth Symphony Orchestra performance this coming Sunday, March 15th at the Fox Theater. let's see, going back to Phil for a second, the title of the program, The Power of Persistence.
Yes. Well, as an organization, we kind of come up with a series of titles throughout the for the season. This one we chose particularly for this concert because it takes persistence to become as virtuosic as all of these students are. I mean, they're spending hours and hours every day practicing, and they have done for a very long time. And I think that persistence, that sticking with it, not giving up, is something that we want to showcase in this performance, not just as, you know, a way to learn a piece of music, but maybe as an approach to life. You know, it takes persistence to get good at anything or to achieve anything.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well, I'm sure that patience and persistence were part of the operation for our last concerto competition winner, Kyla White. Kyla, if you could step up to the microphone here. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's ask you the same battery of questions, basically, that your partners here answered. So you are, though, homeschooled. Things are a little bit different from you.
I am, yes. A senior, and I'm homeschooled, yes.
All right, very good. And how about you and your cello? Pardon me, you and your violin. I got to shift instruments in my head here. So you and your violin, when did you first become acquainted?
Yeah, so my mom is a violin teacher, and me and my twin sister, actually, we grew up around music, and we grew up around her studio. And when we were little, probably around two or something, we would always like use our stuffed animals or utensils and play them like a violin. And our mom would watch this, and she would see that our posture would start to go downhill. It wasn't great, so she decided to start us earlier than she was originally going to. So that's how that started. So we got to grow up playing in her studio, and it's just been a love for us ever since.
All right. And she is still your teacher?
She's not, but... Okay.
Oh, who is your teacher?
My teacher is Dr. Philip Baldwin.
Oh, very good. Yeah. All right. And so you play with the youth orchestras, yes?
Yes.
And how long have you been playing with them?
This is actually my first year playing with the Spokane Youth Symphony.
Okay.
I grew up in Colorado Springs, so I played with the CSYSA down there for most of my orchestra playing. But this is my first year up here, so...
I sense an Air Force connection because I know in your bio that you wrote for the program, you are planning to apply, or probably you've already applied for the Air Force Academy.
Yeah, so the Air Force Academy is actually in our backyard where I grew up, and I really didn't even know about it. Like, I saw it, it was cool, but I never considered it until joining the Civil Air Patrol when I was 12. So now I'm kind of wanting to kind of get back home and actually do that. So
uh-huh.
I'm excited.
Favorite pieces that you play or you aspire to play? Either way works.
Yeah. I really enjoy concertos, like the Weitong. I really enjoyed the Dvorak Violin Concerto, Tchaikovsky, Last Movement Mendelssohn. Kind of fast pieces are kind of my favorite, actually.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah. But I also like other genres of music. I play a lot of Celtic fiddle and twin fiddle with my sister. So we've done a lot of fiddle contests, stock shows. So I kind of like variety of music for sure.
All right, very good. And what are your musical hopes? I know that you have aspirations of becoming a pilot and doing that as your life's work. But what part do you envision music playing for you?
Yeah, so I'm always hoping to keep music like in my life on the side of whatever I decide to do, whether that's military or pilot. I've also looked into the Strolling Strings that are in Washington, D.C. That's also Air Force. So I've considered that maybe after career with the Air Force Academy and after career as a pilot, maybe exploring that idea as well. But wherever I go, whatever school, I always want to keep that on the side and hopefully
right.
keep learning.
Excellent, excellent. And you're going to play an excerpt from the Vuitton. Tell us a little bit about it, as you can.
Yeah, I'll probably just play a little piece at the beginning, and it's my favorite just because it has so many different things going on musically. Definitely a good variety. So.
All right. Excellent. Kyla White, I'm going to send you out to the studio to play for us music by Henri Vuitton, a French composer who lived through most of the 19th century. And again, this is the piece that Kyla is going to be playing with the Spokane Youth Symphony Orchestra in their program coming up this weekend at the Fox Theater. And I believe that Kyla is ready out in the studio, so here we go. Thank you. Music of French composer Henri Vuitton, played for us in our SPR Classical Studios by Kyla White. We've been talking with the three competition winners of the concerto competition sponsored by the Spokane Youth Symphony Orchestras. They are the violinist Kyla White, who you just heard, the cellist Troy Slack, and the bass player Henry Klesch, who are all performing this weekend in the program called The Power of Persistence. It happens at 4 o'clock this Sunday afternoon at the Fox Theater in downtown Spokane. And let's see, Pia, I call upon you for information. If we want more information about the youth orchestras or about perhaps even tickets to the event, that's a good place to go.
Well, if you want to get tickets, you should get a hold of the Fox Theater. Call the box office. And I know that there are still some tickets available. If you want to know more about the symphony, the Youth Symphony, go to our website, which is SpokaneYouthSymphony.org. And you can check in and see what we're doing, learn about our programs, and learn about the next concert and that kind of thing. We're also pretty fairly active on social media, so if you follow our Facebook page, you have a good idea as to what's going on and where we're going to be performing.
Excellent. And thank you for coming down and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Welcome to the organization.
I love it.
All right, very good. And Dr. Phil Baldwin, thanks again, as always, for coming in and chatting and bringing along your charges for this weekend.
Thank you. The three of you made it very special today, so thank you for coming along.
And yes, thanks again to our performers, Henry, Troy, and Kyla. Thanks, guys, for coming in and for being willing to do the scary thing and play live on the radio. And you have heard this on the stations of SPR Classical.